Good day, good day, good day, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Today, I want to show you a critical moment where we're at. If you're wanting to get returns in your portfolio, I want to show you what's been going on lately. I guess you could see a big announcement coming up. All right, so let me just get my screen shared here before I forget. There we go. All right. So what you're looking at is, well, today, July 31st, where we're at with the markets in the last day, everything's pointing down, okay? We may be hitting that moment now where everything's going to go down. So we only have gold that's up 0.25%. Forex is looking not too good. Barely any budging in Forex. But look at this. What I'm about to show you. You got this one is up 5.87%. This one up 0.54%. Okay. And then you have the foreign exchanges, FTSE, Nikkei down as well. And they're pretty steep, some of them. 1.8 for the Nikkei. All right. So that's fine and good. But let me show you something that's even more startling that people don't seem to know. This I just generated yesterday. I have this out there. What I want to show you here, this is since last year, 2019, but just in the last little bit of time, September 2020. Check this out. This is the return you would have gotten if you held on to, oh my God, ETH in US dollar. You would have gotten 762% even after that big colossal collapse. Okay. Let's look at this one here in Cyan. BTC, you would have been up 512%. That's after the onslaught of this thing. You would still have netted out colossal returns compared to, as you can see here, we got Apple, IXIC, which is one of the big stock indices, gold, USO oil, and of course here you got the private coin as well, this one XMR. So you got to ask yourself, why are you holding on to this literally garbage comparatively to this, even if you factor in the volatility? Don't make no sense. So here's the performance of my account, okay? This is from cointracking.info. And I have it available on my, I'm going to be putting a whole video up. You won't find it here on YouTube. That's another big thing. I've moved everything off this digital currency stuff has now been moved over to Dailymotion. Okay, I'm moving everything over to Dailymotion now. I'm getting better stats, more honest stats, and just the same amount of views with no audience, with a 10,000 plus subscriber list from the overlords here on YouTube. So I'm moving everything over there. So you've been forewarned on that. I have no need to be coming back here. We're also, I got a whole video on that as well, but again, that's on my Dailymotion. So if you want to know more, let's go to dailymotion.com/quantlabs. We're building out this new channel. Okay, right there. We got 6 videos, 57 whole whopping views. Okay. So it's happening. So why are we hanging out on this literal non-producing, I call it highly volatile stuff in the mainstream? Okay, I'm going to show you where things look moving forward. But you know why they're highly regulating this digital currency stuff? Because they're afraid of the threat that they will no longer have a stranglehold on the population. That's why. Anyways, let's go through this. So, I don't know. Okay, so we have a big short here call on the S&P 500. But the France, good for France, still performing. I've been tuned out of the news from the financial world. I'm really not interested as much as I thought I would be. I mean, I still post stuff on my Discord, but I think it's just not as exciting as what people want. Look at this, all flat, nowhere to go. And here's the supposed hero of the day, gold. Look how bad it's performing. Had a little rally, now it's flat. You really want to put your money into something that performs flat compared to what I just showed you with that digital stuff. It just blows my mind. People will still argue it to the day. But when it comes to retirement, we'll see who's taking the bus versus those that have their car still because they can afford it. So flat. All flat. Okay, here we go again. The one that I watch here, gold, silver, it's popping. Long and flat. This is kind of where it's teetering, where things are not looking good. So if that continues long term, you can expect more of this from a long, short to a long. Okay, so unless the markets improve over the next week, you will see the flip side of things going down. It's just a matter of time, right? I just don't know what the catalyst will be. Here's silver. So silver might have some calls, but like, again, why would you perform in this? Really, seriously, like, I don't know. People will play it because it's safe. Give me a break. Australia is still doing okay. You know, from 7,200 to 7,400, that's if maybe a 5% return over the last few weeks. But yet again, when you look at those charts I just showed you, this, namely, that's just in the last few weeks, that recovery right there. That's the kind of performance we're dealing with. Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Okay, let's continue along. Hong Kong, US dollar. Ooh, it's not looking good. France is performing, but again, look at where it's performing and then it declines. Europe, ugh, flat now. See, there's no Germany there. No Germany. They're the powerhouse, supposedly. I guess they're having some form of economic problems. They're not showing up here in these charts, which they usually do. Euro, flat, 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 all nothing but flat, all euro. Netherlands has some hope. That's a pretty decent little rally for Netherlands. Singapore, very volatile. I mean, play if you want. I don't know. New Zealand, Singapore dollar. Thailand's in decline. Sorry, Taiwan. The bonds got a short. Okay, that's stable. That's good. USB 30-year shorting. That's good. USD China. You can see an incline here, a trend. But again, it's down, decline, and flat. Tying up your money in that? I don't know. India is pretty well flat. USD, INR, and India rupee. SPX got a short there. 5-year flat or range bound is probably the better term. Same with a 10-year bond. And these are the excellent scores. This is the scary part. Sugar, it's oscillating fine, but on the next up move, great. You could probably make money on the next move. Good luck in trying to find that pivot point. Pretty hard to do. Okay, continuing along. Pound against the US dollar, finally. That's in a little bit of a rally, but again, I don't know what more I can show you. The charts do not lie. Okay, here's copper. That one had a nice rally. That's the inflation call that they've been talking about that was going on in May. Let's flip over to the daily. So you can see that rally of inflation call. That's what sparked it, was copper as a base metal for industrial use, but it's been fairly range bound since then. So all this inflation talk, I mean, it's there, but it's really not the panic that people are saying. You're not seeing the agriculture like corn or wheat really shocking the price. Here's the indices, the NASDAQ, really flat, range bound, steeper declines. Something's brewing. There's no doubt about it. SPX, again, flat. UK 100, another index for the FTSE 100. These are your so-called star performers, or the ones that are what the mainstream will invest in. Say that I'm nothing wrong with it, but quite clearly, you could probably lose your what you've retained profit-wise. Here's where I think the safe havens will be. That's why you're seeing them more in the excellent and very good, is because of USD, Norway, USD, Sweden, and Denmark. That's where the money will go when things go to hell. You could see it in the charts when you look back at any time of crisis like last year or 2008. Here we have some more gold, flat, flat, flat. Japan yen as well, flat, flat, range bound. Forget your Peter Schiff guy. He's just wanting to make money out of you. That's all he's about. Silver has some opportunity, very short term, but look, everything's in decline. So all these precious metals, and the one thing I have to tell you, what I just learned watching Kaiser report, there was a guy that said that these are all derivatives. That's why it's suppressed. They're not basing the value of this silver in Japanese yen or silver in Hong Kong, euro, whatever currency, that's all suppressed because a lot of it's just paper product. And these are just derivatives of the actual metal itself. So these are not fairly priced. These are, as I said, these are just priced off of a derivative of a basket of currencies in silver or gold. That's why you see these prices very suppressed. That's why they say you have to own gold, but even still, I just don't see why you'd want to do that. What are you going to do? Walk around with pounds of gold in your pocket when you can have the digital currency version of it? Don't make no sense. Continuing along with our Forex here, here's another index here, Euro 50, flat. Flat, flat, or decline. That's all it's been. All it's been. You might have made money here in this short little rally from the 18th of July all the way up to the 25th. Whoop-de-doo. This is all because of the virus, because of this new variant that's taken hold everywhere. I've just talked to somebody in Cambodia. They're now doing a two-week curfew in the big town there, Phnom Penh, I think it's called. Two-week curfew, which we know it turns into months. Things are getting more accelerated here on that side as well. So you got to find a place to hide out in. And of course, that's only in the digital currency space. But look, Euro USD, the biggest traded currency pair in the world. Look how flat it is. Just there's very no money to be made here. I think fiat currency really is losing its way. And that's why I think you're starting to see the ones I showed you here are starting to move. They've been moving for the last week. These ones here, okay? That's about it for that. Here's Deutsche 30 again, range bound. And they all mirror each other as well. India, look at that, range bound with some oscillation going on. You could probably make a lot of money here if you have an oscillator, short, long, mean reverting strategy. You could definitely, like, these are classic moves, and I'm sure a lot of HFT and algo shops are making some good coin here. But if you're a human trader, good luck with that. Singapore, everywhere, some slight profit. I'm the kind of person that likes consistent trends. UK 100, NASDAQ, flat. Okay, here's the Russell. Look at that, in decline, oscillating, range bound once again since this is the last month. 30 year. Let's see here. USD, INR, very flat. Okay, here we go. So this is the one I want people to pay attention to. This one is the USD Thai Baht. Okay, look at that rally. It's flattened out a little bit. I think that's a 4 hour chart. So it's still going to rally. I think so. And think about it from a political point of view or an economic point of view. Japanese yen, not doing too good, but this one's looking good. Boy, oh boy. I think China might be starting to pick up a little bit. But I read that they're in pretty good lockdown as well. And also the USD DXY, that's again a basket of currencies, like with the euro and the Japanese yen to make it look better. So you gotta be very careful. Here's a solid solid trend right now is natural gas, but it's flattened out. I think this will start to move up. So there are some places to go for sure. Now, I've also talked about agricultural. See soybean, very flat. Sugar, I don't know. But again, this is the inflation trade that they've been talking about, which was along here in May, April, May. But as a major agricultural product, I don't see it rallying in cost. Wheat had a little bit of a rally. Maybe it still does. I don't know. Yeah, it still does. So wheat, maybe corn, very flat. So again, it's the so-called inflation. I'm sure when you at the store or at the gas pump, but you can clearly see in terms of the wholesale cost of corn, wheat, soybean, it's just not there. So somebody's making money, probably the middlemen, the retailers. What do they call it? Shrinkflation is probably where it comes from. Packages get smaller and make it more expensive. Currency is still not looking great. Ugh. It's stable, I'll say that. It is definitely stable. But that's your money sitting there, not giving you any form of return. And you're paying out your advisors for stable returns. Copper again. I don't know. Okay, we're now in the good status, so we don't worry about that. But let me go through this. So we have platinum declining. Sugar, you can see the trend up, oscillating up. But again, okay, oil, by the dip, it is starting to rally a little bit. Good for that. The gold-silver ratio is in decline, but you can see it's starting to rally there. That's a sign of something. Natural gas definitely is the place to be, without a doubt. So where do we go from there? If you want to know more, as I said, go over to this channel here, dailymotion.quantlabs. Also, we've got the contact to get onto our email list. Also, I just put up some info about the private chat server. So you'll hear under quantlabs.net and then join for the contact form, get on the email list, then engage with it to get more info on what we're about. Also, I forgot to mention, very important announcement. If you're on the fence on following what I'm doing, I have now pretty well decided I'm going to be jacking up exorbitantly all these products by a factor of anywhere from 2 to 5 times the current price. Why? Well, I've shown you the charts here of that with the return verified by coin tracking. That's performance of my crypto. Oops, digital. And then here you can also just see the buy and hold on the this BTC and ETH returns since the last year and a bit. Well, basically since we've been in lockdown because of the global sickness. So that's why. So again, if you want to know more, go to quantlabs.net/shop because this will become much, much, much more expensive. And people say, why? Well, I don't care because there is a market out there paying. You know who that market is? The banking industry. We just got another guy picked up from a large bank. Still current director in a management level at one of the big banks out there. So we're picking up those kind of guys that can easily afford our stuff. All right. So we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching.